Adam Bodoni is in the studios talking about the Purdue Orchestra Showcase coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
This is an exciting concert. There's a little bit of everything, some really lush, wonderful romantic sounds of Dvorak and Sarasate, and then the Barber Adagio, Mozart.
Yeah.
How did you put this program together?
Well, the first thing I always think about is, what do I like to hear? What do I like to play? I don't think of it just as a conductor, but you know, I was first an audience member and first a musician. And so I think about stuff that affected me quite significantly. I do that. And then I also think about, well, what would these kids like to play? And artistically, what's the progression of the semester? So theoretically, we should sound our strongest for this fourth concert of the year. So I programmed a little heavier in terms of that.
And for this end of the year showcase, it's probably nice that you are going to have some seniors graduating, and also you have some alum coming in to play.
That's right. We have, I think last I heard, about 12 alumni coming from all over the country. It's something the orchestras haven't done in 7 or 8 years or so, so we're trying to get that momentum going again. And so we have a complement. I think we have 4 violins, 2 violas, 2 cellos, 2 trombones, 2 trumpets. So we're going to intersperse them within the orchestra on Saturday. They're going to come into the dress rehearsal and read down the Dvorak. That's what they'll be collaborating with us on. And it's going to be a blast.
Well, it's an exciting program. Tell me, you have a wonderful guest joining you for the Gypsy Airs.
That's right. So we're doing the Zigeunerweisen, which whenever we say in rehearsal, everyone still laughs because, you know, that's not a sound we make in American English all that often. Austin Hartman is a good friend of mine. He's the professor of violin and also director of orchestras down there at the University of Indianapolis. So he's going to come up and play it with us. And Austin is now in a brand new, very prestigious string quartet in Indianapolis that's been being funded by Ivan Shaheen. It's called the Shaheen String Quartet, and it features Zach DePew from Time for Three and Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra Concertmaster on Violin 1. Austin's the second violinist. The violist is Michael Strauss, former principal violist with the Indianapolis Symphony and now professor of viola at Oberlin. And then the cellist is Austin Huntington, the new principal violist of the Indianapolis Symphony. So this is a very good string quartet that is looking to be active. So he's now a part of that project.
That's exciting. Very, yeah. Very cool. Well, it'd be nice to hear him in some Sarasate.
Yeah.
Tell me, is it one of those things that you need to have seen Platoon to want to come to this concert? You know, the Barber Adagio, or is it something, it's free, it's going to be a Saturday night, just come and enjoy the sounds?
Yeah, just come and enjoy the sounds. It'll be at Elliott Hall at 8 p.m. on Saturday, and it will be free of admission. But it's funny you mentioned that about Adagio for strings, because that is one of the pieces that we've all heard in different contexts, but all sort of with the same pathos, which is it's usually something around tragedy or death or something like that. When it was premiered in the 30s, there was some reviewer who said it was full of pathos and also cathartic passion. And this piece has been played in association with lots of tragic events. And the list of those events are actually quite interesting. The death of FDR and JFK, Albert Einstein, the death of Princess Grace of Monaco, Princess Diana, September 11th memorial. And it was just most recently played by the Brussels Philharmonic because of the attacks in Brussels.
I'm curious, when you mentioned that, you know, this is sort of the culmination of a year's work, you know, and obviously everyone gets to know each other. This is a great learning experience for the students. And I imagine it's a little different for you, having worked with professional orchestras that might have a couple of hours or a couple of days to put things together. Here you kind of get to delve into things over a couple of months, or,
right,
you know, at least a couple of weeks. So is that different for you and how you sort of pace things?
Yeah, absolutely. I monitor what I say musically with a very clear intention in my own head. I try not to say everything right away so that we can pace it across the trajectory of rehearsals, because if you say everything right away, then most likely you're going to need to repeat it, and therefore you will be repeating yourself every single rehearsal. So if you dull it out over the rehearsals, it's like you're saying something new each time. So, I try to strategically think about when to say what aspect about these 8 bars, and when, you know, in my opinion, when I think they're ready to hear it, and then actually do it on the spot.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's the Purdue Orchestra Showcase coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock here at Elliott Hall. I was curious. I know you've probably shared a little bit about breathing with string players, you know, having this wonderful barber. Have there been anything that you've taken away from this year of conducting?
Well, it's just, it's been so fun. I mean, you know, I'm into music because it's the most fun thing I do in my life. And I've just had a blast. I think personally, the thing I've liked the most as a conductor is just doing so much rep, you know, because I conduct a few other groups and here I get to do different rep that I'm not doing with them. So that's very good for me. And also for me, music is about, you know, connecting with people, because it's people who are playing the instruments and play the music for you, the conductor, and for the audience. So I've enjoyed what I hope to think are, you know, friends for life, both in the faculty and in the students.
Well, we appreciate you coming by, and we'll let you get back to rehearsal before Saturday night.
Great. Thank you.